I suppose there's considerable openness in the Enneagram community. I hope it's not just saying I'm a 2, I'm an 8, but also saying what the real shadow behind that is. So I intend to do most of the talking today, this morning. The subject of subtypes is a little bit like the subject of types. It's not like ornithology or botany, a matter of knowing that this kind of person has such and such attributes, such characteristics, and you're very smart because you notice them. It's more a matter of finding what the core of the problem is, what the center is. The idea of capital sins, from caput, head, the idea of some defects of the in the mind that are the source of many other problems. Mostly it's obscurations, problems with spiritual life, but of course there are problems with life in general. We know that the problems begin in human relationships and in everything you do. If your pride is too much, if your lust is too much, you can't do anything right. You end up doing you being your worst enemy. So the idea of subtypes is the same. I call them, coincidentally with what Matthew Fox was saying about the word passion, I myself have second thoughts, even though I have used passion in a very specific way, that sometimes I explained as equivalent to Maslow's idea of deficiency motivation, ways, forms of motivation that are way forms of filling an emptiness rather than forms of abundance. You can either live abundantly out of a sense of being, or because you don't have a sense of being, you are trying to fill that void with your lust for more life or more intensity, or with your desire for more credentials or for more applause, or filling it up with knowledge or whatever the issue is. So the same with subtypes. I'll try to describe the essential neurotic needs is the term I'm going to be using. The neurotic needs characteristic of the different characters, 27 of them. They are, you could say, the offspring of the main problems of the main, of envy, of pride, and all of that. They are derivatives, and they have to do something with instinct. It's as if they were a cross. You say, if you have fear, for instance, you can have different kinds of fear depending on whether fear is connected to the realm of preservation. Then it's a fear that makes you want more protection. It turns into a thirst for protection. But if your fear is more social, then it's a fear of doing the wrong thing because the authority might catch you. That in principle is the idea. The different passions or sins of the ninefold can become a 27-fold because each becomes three main varieties. Let's see. For the day, I intend to first give you a long talk, because I don't think I can take less than 2 or 3 minutes in explaining each. It would amount to an hour and a half or 2 hours of talking before you have the picture that you need to have before you break up. I'll ask you to break up in 9 groups according to what you think you are. My guess is that there's always a percentage of error in any culture. And the American Enneagram culture is different from the culture that has formed around my own teaching, because even though the Enneagram culture in America started from my group in Berkeley in 1971, it was a filtering process. It was not experiential. It became Enneagram classes started to proliferate. It was not such a living situation as when I taught. I didn't teach Enneagram. It was a conversation in which I would intermittently, depending on what was happening with the people, say, you see, that is what a 2 does, or this is pride, this is envy. What you're telling me is an instance of such and such. So it was very much intertwined with experience. And I'm not fond of this tendency to turn Enneagram into information, like the culture is. That's what we have done with education, also turn it into information instead of aiming it to say nothing of understanding, to say nothing of wisdom, at least understanding.